The supermarket workers on strike in Southern California have been joined by colleagues in other parts of the country. More than 3,000 employees of Kroger supermarkets went on strike last night in West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. Grocery workers in St. Louis have been walking picket lines for a week. A common thread in the disputes is the rising cost of employees' health care. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Southern California supermarket workers have been shielded from rising health care bills until now. That's because their employers have paid the full cost of their health care premiums. Now, Ralph's, Albertson's, and Vaughn's supermarkets want their workers to contribute. Vaughn's spokeswoman Sandra Calderon says the chains are asking workers to pay $5 a week for their own health insurance, or $15 a week if they have a family.
With health care costs skyrocketing, we think it's reasonable to ask our employees to share that cost.
Health care costs are also at the heart of supermarket strikes in West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. As the Southern California walkout entered its third day, one Ralph's grocery store in San Diego was virtually deserted. The shelves inside were fully stocked, but the aisles were almost empty. Outside, Micheline Fagan had been walking the picket line since 6 a.m.
We're just passing out pamphlets to let people know what we're doing out here, trying to keep our benefits. We're not asking for a pay raise. Thank you for your support.
Striking workers are getting support from many customers, but not all. This woman, who didn't want to give her name, was one of the few to leave the store with a full shopping cart.
They're unhappy because they're having to pay for their benefits and, you know, change stinks. But the way of the world.
In fact, employers and workers in many industries across the country are struggling to cope with soaring medical bills. The benefits consulting firm Towers Perrin says health care costs will rise an average of 12% in 2004, the fifth year in a row of double-digit increases. That's a big problem for companies whose own sales are growing slowly or not at all. Richard Bank, who directs the Center for Collective Bargaining at the AFL-CIO, says as health care costs have risen, so has labor tension.
Health care benefits are either the most important issue or one of the primary issues at every single bargaining table, and I expect that to continue for the foreseeable future. And there are no winners.
On average, employees now pay about 20% of their health care bill. Bank says however the cost is divided, it's a big and bitter pill to swallow.
Employers and unions are both being victimized by this situation, and it cries out for a national solution. It cannot be resolved at the bargaining table.
Both sides in the California strike appear ready for a long battle. Mark Husson is a supermarket analyst with Merrill Lynch, which does banking business with all three California chains. He says the whole country is watching to see what happens.
This is the one everyone's going to look at, and it's going to be the new high or low tide mark, if you like, depending on your point of view, in contract negotiations for 2004.
Today, the union sued two of the supermarket chains in Southern California for locking out workers when the third was struck. The lawsuit complains that the lockout amounts to an illegal layoff. It seeks back pay and health benefits. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.